Casa Domenech. Can Domenech is the result of the refurbishment which Luis Domenech y Montaner carried out on his family home in 1918, alongside his son, Pere Domenech, and his son-in-law, Francesc Guardia. It can be seen as the architect's last project, in which he completely renovated the house which he himself bought in 1887. The main reason for the refurbishment was Domenech's intention to definitely move his main residence to Canet in preparation for his upcoming retirement as the director of the Barcelona School of Architecture. The main facade is located at the chamfer where two streams converge. Of particular note is the gallery on the first floor, which is decorated with gargoyles and floral motifs. Despite the fact that today it appears that it is the main facade, originally the entrance to the house was located on Riera Gavara, under the first floor balcony. Exposed brickwork dominates the second floor, with the gallery complete with the arch windows and Mudéjar-style ceramic work running along both facades. When designing the living quarters, natural light and ventilation were extremely important. As a result, we can find a large number of windows in the house as well as stained glass skylight in the roof which provides natural light. Unfortunately, the building's original furniture is no longer there, although all the architect's decorative features remain intact. In the interior, Domenech made use of the plaster's models of sculptural works undertaken in the town of Comillas and in the Santa Creu y Sant Pau Hospital in Barcelona. What now serves as the reception of the museum and tourism office was formerly known as the Cosidor, sewing room. Here we can still see the original fireplace, which is decorated with a large plaster cast made by Pau Gargallo. This design was used to decorate the reception hall in Barcelona's Sant Pau Hospital. The dining room, also located on the ground floor, is another space where the original decoration can be seen. The bedrooms and a bathroom were located on the first floor. The bedrooms were arranged around a large open space which serves as a hallway and ensured that all the rooms were well lit and ventilated. To get to the second floor, where the grandchildren's and servants' quarters were situated, Domenech designed a dizzying wooden staircase which fits seamlessly into the space and was adorned with a plaster model by Eusebi Arnau. The design was completed with a large garden. This space connected the house with Can Brocosa, which was originally the family's summer residence, and which, at the beginning of the 20th century, was converted into the architect's studio. A bank was constructed on the grounds of the garden in the 1980s. Currently, the Domenech House and Can Brocosa make up the museum Can Museo Lluís Domenech y Montaner.